Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:47, 13 till 7 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, is going to rain today. 100% chance for showers. Going to start, going to stop. Hopefully won't park over one area for so long. 40% chance for showers tomorrow. 30% on Mother's Day. Cools off next week for a little bit. And then the first 90-degree high temperature of the year on Thursday, according to Peyton Malone. LSU playing some baseball. Of course, WWL is your home for LSU baseball. Arkansas Razorbacks three-game series at the Box all starts tonight at 6:30, pregame 6 o'clock here on WWL. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, game number 2, Saturday at 8:30, pregame at 5, game 3, Sunday at 3, pregame 2:30. Of course, that's all subject to the weather. And Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. How does that, before we get into Arkansas and LSU, how does, or at least I guess it would be part and parcel of it, how does the weather change that? Because you got to manage pitching and doubleheaders
right.
Different than, how do you, what would ideally LSU like to see with the weather, in your opinion?
Well, what we've seen so far from LSU, they're fine playing games at 9, 9:30, 9:50 at night. I mean, they've shown that they can wait out these weather delays and finish games up during the middle of the night and win in dramatic fashion. So I would imagine they'll try to do everything possible to get the game in today. And if they got to wait it out till 10 o'clock, Jay Johnson doesn't have a problem with doing it. And he probably looks at it now as an advantage because his team is so used to it. You know, last weekend they had the rain delay, or actually they had the postponement of Friday's game. And I think as the visiting team, you probably feel like you're a little bit out of control in the situation because the home team really has the – especially before the game starts, the home team has more of a say as far as exactly how you're going to handle a weather delay. And Texas A&M made the decision fairly early last Friday. Look, we're going to play a doubleheader on Saturday. We're not going to try to play tonight at 10 o'clock and then come back the next day at 2 in the afternoon because that's when the second game of the series was set to begin. So I think considering tomorrow or Saturday night's game is set to begin at 5:30, I think they're going to try to play tonight, and if it means a 9:30 pitch, then it means a 9:30 pitch. But let's hope, Tommy, that the rain moves out and they can get the game in because it should be a terrific atmosphere at Alec Box Stadium, and that's the one thing that LSU loses when you have these games starting at 9, 9:30, and 10 o'clock is that, yeah, you may have a few rowdy fans in the park because they've consumed a few cocktails, but you don't have the 12,000 fans there rocking and rolling, and that's what you're hoping to have here tonight for a big series for LSU.
So, to be clear, it is whose call on whether to play?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a you know, obviously it's, you know, LSU will talk with Arkansas, they'll talk with the SEC. You got to make sure you get the network involved a little bit, but I think ultimately LSU has the final say on what to do here. It's their home game. You know, they got to make the decision as far as, hey, can we get people here back the next day to work a doubleheader, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that is in LSU's control. But what we've seen so far from Jay Johnson and LSU is they just want to play one game a day. And even last week, Jay was urging Texas A&M to play earlier in the day on Friday to try to beat the rain. But I think yesterday or last week's situation was there really wasn't a chance to play the game. Even if they played the game at 2, it probably would have gotten interrupted at about 3:30 by the storm. So there really wasn't a good option as far as when to play it. But again, I think they're going to try to play tonight. And if that means we're all up till 12:31 in the morning, then get the coffee or whatever you need to do to stay up and see if LSU can pull out game one.
Let me take a break. Jeff's got an article up at WWL.com and an LSU-Arkansas series preview. We'll go through some of it when we come back. 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Got a piece up previewing the LSU-Arkansas series preview at WWL.com. Tell us a little bit about what it says there, Jeffrey. You there, Jeff? You got me muted? Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, you got me, Tommy?
Yeah, got you.
Yeah, this is a very good Arkansas team. You know, I've been doing these series previews every week during the season, and I think this is the toughest team LSU's played. And Texas is really good. Saw a good A&M team. Tennessee is talented. I just think what this team is able to do both offensively and then on the mound is very, very impressive. And it showed last week. They swept Texas. Nobody had really been able to touch Texas. They were running away with the conference championship in the regular season, and Arkansas swept them. And not only swept them, but won all three games in convincing fashion. And once again, LSU will face another difficult left-handed pitcher in Zach Root, who was fabulous last Friday, or actually Thursday. They played Thursday, Friday, Saturday last week. 8 shutout innings, allowed just 2 hits against Texas. Struck out a career-high 11. Now, his 2 previous starts to that, they weren't that great. So maybe he found something a little bit. And, in fact, Arkansas was struggling a little bit going into that Texas series. They had lost their 3 previous series, but then they figured it all out against Texas. And they come in as a very confident bunch. This is a team that also has had a lot of success against LSU here recently. They've won 4 of the last 5 series. The last time LSU won a series against Arkansas was their national championship year in 2023. And then last year, LSU was swept by Arkansas. But it's not just about the pitching. Arkansas has always got great pitching. Dave Van Horn is known for that. But it's the hitting that really jumps off the page. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got over 100 home runs, 102 home runs. They're close to breaking the single-season school record for most home runs in a season. And then they have 5 guys with 10 home runs or more. I mean, compare that to LSU, they only got 1 in Jared Jones. And then on top of all of it, Tommy, they're the top fielding percentage team in the SEC and one of the best in the country. So this is a team that in all 3 facets does it very, very well, and it will be a very difficult test for LSU.
All right, let's look ahead to the SEC tournament, look ahead to the regional, super regional. How does this series factor in all of that?
Well, you would love to take 2 out of 3 here, Tommy. Right now, LSU's got 15 wins, and I think the number that they're really searching for or chasing after is 19 wins. That would get them a top 8 national seed for sure. So you got to figure out a way to win 4 games over the next 2 weekends. You have a South Carolina team next week that has packed it in. They got crushed last night by Auburn, like 22-2 or something. So they're done. So even if you only win 1 game this week, it's possible you could go and sweep over at South Carolina and get to that 19-win mark. But I just think for your psyche, I think you want to win this series. I thought it gave LSU a little bit of a mental boost when they beat Tennessee a couple weeks ago at home, and I think a series win over against a very good Razorbacks team will really help give this team even more confidence heading into postseason.
You think they play tonight or not?
I think they're playing tonight.
I hope so. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. We'll have all the action for you here on WWL, however long it takes. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk about Pope Leo, our new pope, and we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa.